They've all been issued with pencils for this class. The email told him no pens, presumably they're a stab risk. Heroically, he stops himself wondering what they've all done. Don't think. Don't think. He realises he's just said this aloud. Don't think. Don't think, he repeats authoritatively. Just write. That's what we're here for. Thinking only gets in the way, right? What should we write? Asks one, youngish, semi-alert, piss-blonde hair and black roots. 6 months since it's been dyed, he guesses. 6 months inside. Her eyes are a beautiful glass green, rimmed with red. Anything you like. Be free! He winces. Regroups. Take the photo as a starting point. A story? A poem? This sounds weak even to him. They're prisoners, for Christ's sakes. They live by rules. They need rules. So give them some. Character study, he says. Yes. Think of a character inspired by the picture. They can be real, someone you know or remember. Maybe he glances at the church picture. A vicar you've met, or a florist, or someone who had a cat. Maybe you could even write about the cat. Unexpectedly, this gets a murmur of approval. From the point of view, I mean, of a cat. Whew. Stimulated to action, his 15 students stare with renewed interest at their deliberately banal photographs, trying to conjure something interesting from the recesses of their imaginations. He's given them 20 minutes to write something, no matter how short, and he's promised not to make them read their work aloud. Instead, he'll take the pieces in, read them at home, and hand them back at the next class. They don't even have to put their names on what they write. If they don't want to, only a title. He insists on a title. Titles are important.